one interesting question. The Gemara in Horayot Daf Yud Gimal Amud Bet discusses certain practices that if a person involves himself in them, it can cause him to forget his learning. For example, somebody that's accustomed to eating olives under certain conditions, somebody that sleeps on his clothes, which means takes one of his garments, rolls it up, puts it under his head, on his kelim, things like that. The Gemara gives a whole list of items. So the question over here is asked, the pasuk in the Torah says, Hishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod, pen tishkach et devarim ha'ele. There's a isur min haTorah that you're not allowed to forget the Torah. You have to be careful that the Torah that you're learning, you remember. So the question is, if a person involves himself in these practices, is he over this isur min haTorah? In truth, there's a sefer called Orot Elim on Amud Nuntet. He says, "Ki mi she'enu nezhar ma'devrim ha'im nideshecha, she'nizkiru behorayot, if you're not careful with these items, choshesh ani penye bechlal, ma'ashe she'enu be'avot, will be included in what it says in Perkei Avot, she'kol ha'meshakeyach davar metalmudo, over la'pasuk eshamer lecha." So he wants to say, yes, it's possible that if a person is not careful on these items, he'll be over. Furthermore, there'll be Yosef Palachi in his Sefer Ruach Haim Chelek Bet, clearly writes that if a person is not careful in making the Tilat Yadayim, after certain situations where the halakha says if you're not going to make it to Tilat Yadayim, it's going to cause you to forget your learning, he says clearly you'll be over on this Isur de Oraita. So now the question is this halakha l'maaseh? And we have to take these items much more seriously. So Hakam Avaya Yosef in She'elot u'tshuvot Yabi HaOmer Chelek Tet on Daf Kuf Ayin Chet in Siman Mem Aleph says a very important Sefer Hasidim, it's one of the Rishonim, and the Sefer Hasidim says the following. Ehad she'al mechacham be'amar. Guy came to a rabbi and asked, Achbarim achlu min alechem she'yeshli. So they have a piece of bread, and it seems the mice nibbled from the bread. Now we know that the Gemara says that you shouldn't eat from food that the mice nibbled from, because it can cause you to forget your learning. So he went to the rabbi. He said, listen, I got this bread over here. Ha'im ani rashai le'echol min alechem hazeh. Can I eat? Amar lo e'chakam, lama lo tochal? He says, why shouldn't you eat it? It's kosher. Amar lo, she'ani yare pen eshkach talmudi. So I'm scared that I don't want to forget my learning. I'm very careful not to eat these items that cause me to forget my learning. But now I'm hungry. The issue from the Torah is when you sit and go and make a concentrated effort to forget your learning. Which means when you're doing something mamash to cause you to delete the information from your head, where you're just sitting and you're erasing it. How is that done? He says, I notice that a lot of times you're not learning. You're just sitting and you're wasting your time and you're involving yourself in frivolity. So he says like this. He says, you know what? You'd be better off shelo ayita nizhar min hadevarim hamashkichim. You'd be better off not being careful on these things that cause you to forget. Kedei shetishkach devarim betelim she'ata osek bahem. In order that you will forget what? The stuff, the devarim betelim that you're involved in. So he's really telling him, he says, don't kid yourself. You're worried about not eating olives, you're worried about, you know, not eating from the nibbling of the bread. But meanwhile, what are you doing all day long? You're batlan, you're not learning. That's the issue of the Torah. When the Torah says, don't forget your learning, it means when a person sits down and involves himself in reading Devarim Betelim and wasting his time, so that flushes out the learning that's in your brain. That's where he says, better to eat the olives and all that other stuff, so you will forget. Forget what? Forget your practice that you're doing, that you're wasting your time. And therefore you see clearly one of the Rishonim, the important Rishonim, Sefer Hasidim, clearly says that if a person went and did these items in Masechet Horayot, first of all, it's no Isur, and you're not over the Isur of Ishamer, Lecha Pentashkach. And that's where Chabad Yah comes out.